Good morning. Welcome in once again to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. Our topic for today is an important one because a lot of people deal with this in different forms, different amounts, and we're going to try to help you out here. The topic is anxiety. So where do we want to start? It's such a big topic. We're going to kind of stretch it out over a couple of different shows, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, because trying to cram everything into 5 minutes would be pretty impossible, I think. And first, before we get too far into it, I just want to tell you how excited and honored I am to be on WSPY, because I'm having people say, hey, I heard you.
That's excellent.
And, you know, oh, something mattered, or it made sense to me. And some of them are former students, some are coworkers. Some people just heard that voice before.
Nice.
Thank you. Some people are also reaching out to get presentations about these topics. And I want our listeners to know that that is something I love doing. But when we let's talk about anxiety for a second, because it is so much on the increase. I mentioned in the past things that it's gone up significantly in kids, like 1% in 5 years, which is 1 per 100. So for the million people, that's a lot of extra kids alone that are having anxiety. And nothing is so low. If one person gets it, other people who live around them or work with them get a little spillage. They might not get all of it, but they start picking up that someone around them is anxious.
Okay.
So I think what we need to pay attention to is what anxiety is really. And basically, it's when our body takes over and makes us worried, feel unsettled, unable to engage. Even though our brain is saying everything's okay, we look around and there's nothing to be afraid of. We can see there's nothing going on. And yet our body, that nervous system, is just going wild. And so, you know, there's ways to tell if somebody is becoming anxious. And some of it, and I want to make sure our listeners know this, it's not like it's an exact science because of individual personalities or ages of people, stages of development. Some of the behavior is normal. It's normal for a three-year-old to be a little bit clingy and afraid of strangers.
Yeah.
That could be a sign, but it's not necessarily a sign. So we just want to always just be aware of what's going on. But here's some categories that might help people notice. It has to be a significant change. If someone's been shy all their life, you don't expect them to get on stage with a microphone.
Right.
But if it's suddenly a change. So an emotional example, they worry, they feel keyed up, on edge, irritable beyond what is just a bad day. You know, you can't say pass the salt without getting kind of a sharp response.
Yeah.
Hard to concentrate, they're restless, unexplained outbursts or emotional changes. Social changes, we're talking about relationships there. They avoid social interactions with usual friends, or if you go out for coffee with your coworkers and you just, not because you're busy or it's a bad day, but you just start avoiding that entirely.
Right.
Isolating from a peer group, spending a lot of time alone. Now, again, this is a caveat here. Sometimes spending time alone is a good thing. If we're under a little bit of stress, we need to decompress.
Right.
But when you're doing it all the time, it means you're always under stress. And that's the problem. There's physical changes. People will complain about headaches and stomach aches and various aches and pains, their back, their leg. Excessively tired. Complaints of not feeling well, keep going to the doctor, and there's nothing medically wrong.
They can find, right?
Right, but the feeling is still there. Changes in eating habits. Sometimes, too, there's big sleep disturbances, difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, nightmares, not feeling refreshed after sleep. Many people, and this might be anecdotal, will say to me, I wake up between 2 and 4 on a regular basis when I'm anxious. I don't know what that means,
yeah.
But I'm just saying sometimes they say that. And once is not significant, 10 times is.
Their mind's working overtime.
It is.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is a poor work or school performance. You know, work performance goes down, reports go down, grades drop, missing deadlines and assignments, feeling overwhelmed, procrastinating rather than just getting it done. Those are signs. Sometimes anxiety goes even a step further and causes panic in people. And again, this is the body's nervous system on overload. So now you get like a heartbeat that's going really fast. You sweat. You feel dizzy. You feel like you're going to vomit. I can't breathe. There's chest pain. You literally feel like you're dying. Mm. Of course, when you go to the doctor, you're not.
Yeah.
But it's a terrible, terrible feeling that we can't dismiss. Now, these are how you might recognize it if it's going on either in yourself or with somebody you know or love, somebody you live with. What we can take a look at is there's quite a few potential causes. And so one is medical. If people have heart arrhythmia or something going on with their thyroid, it can cause some of those feelings. Mm. And so you do want to always go to your medical doctor and say, okay, is there something going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And they can also make an appointment with me, and I'm going to say, have you talked to your medical doctor?
Right.
Because I don't know about EKGs,
yeah.
You know. It can be genetics. We see some traits that run in families. So, you know, we know that the tendencies can be inherited. Foods can do it. If you remember the acronym CATS, that stand for caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar. Excessive use of any of those can cause feelings of anxiety, and more so in some people than others. Chronic stress will do it. You know, our bodies only have so much energy, and when it gets used up to take care of stress, we start to feel anxious. And then trauma, when bad things happen, car accidents, deaths,
right.
You know, those kinds of things, if they're not processed, we can end up feeling anxious. Lots of things going on with people.
Yeah, and quickly, if people are dealing with this, it is treatable.
Absolutely.
So what's the best step then to maybe contact you and have a talk and just find out more and learn some things?
Well, exactly. You know, people always call. You know, we have a 20-minute consultation time. I'm glad to answer questions, make recommendations in terms of, you know, if there's ways that we can help or some situations that can be changed maybe at home. Again, often I'll say, have you talked to your medical doctor? Are you on any medication? Talk and make sure that the side effects might not be causing some of this. And then we're always glad to have people come in and learn some strategies. And we'll talk more about that next week as well.
Good advice. And I know you've got something on the way this week too, right?
Yeah, this Wednesday, November 13th at Pal Joey's. I'm doing a talk for parents and teachers of high schoolers on the signs of anxiety and how to help kids.
And how do they find out more?
It's on the website. They can go to the link and sign in. Or if they get confused, they can call me at Safe Harbor Counseling, and I'll be glad to let them know.
All right, that's all the time we have on today's show. Make sure you tuned in every Monday at the same time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again at the same time next Monday.